Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from our very own Fatima Hussein.
When I was looking to buy holiday lights, I saw incandescent and LED options, and I wondered, which type should I buy? And is there really a big difference between the two?
We had Isha Chawla from our Possibly team help Fatima figure it out. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Howdy.
So, Fatima, what made you ask this question about holiday lighting?
Well, this is the first year I've put up lights for the holidays at my own place, but also my family's Pakistani.
And I'm Indian. So in our corner of the world, we usually string up a lot of lights this time of year for weddings.
So there are lots of reasons to buy lights this time of year. What are all of my options?
We don't have time to talk about every type of light out there, so let's focus on the most common two for now, incandescent lights and LED lights.
Let's start with incandescent lights.
Incandescent lights are the type of lights that most of us imagine when we think of outdoor or tree lighting.
They work by pumping electricity through a filament, that thin little wire in each bulb. When the filament gets hot, it emits light in all directions.
How are incandescent lights when it comes to using energy?
Not great. They're actually pretty inefficient. Most of the electricity pumped into those bulbs gets wasted. Nearly 90% of their energy is lost as heat.
And you can imagine that fiery hot bulbs pose a safety risk at home as well.
Yeah, putting a hot bulb next to a dry Christmas tree doesn't sound like the best idea. What about LEDs?
LED stands for light-emitting diode. A diode is an electrical device that emits light when you run a current through it.
Does that create heat too?
No, LEDs don't lose any energy to heat, which is why they're so much more efficient than incandescent lights.
Like how much more?
To find out, I bought some incandescent and LED string lights to compare. I busted out the old pen and paper and calculated how much energy each set of lights will use during the holidays.
And you can do this math at home with your own string lights too, because every set of lights should be labeled with its electrical ratings.
So Fatima, what did you find out?
Per season, my incandescent lights use over 6 times the amount of electricity than my LED ones.
And according to the U.S. Department of Energy, LEDs use about 75% less energy than incandescent bulbs.
Wow, that's a big difference. But LEDs are also more expensive than incandescent lights, and I only use them for a few weeks in December. So is it really worth it to make the switch?
I mean, incandescents might be cheaper at the store, but they just don't last as long.
A string of LEDs will work around 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs.
And don't forget your electricity bill. It costs about $10 to run incandescent lights on an average-sized tree during the holiday season.
Megan, take a guess. How much do you think it would cost if you used LEDs instead?
I don't know. How much?
27 cents.
Really? Just 27 cents?
Yes, and those numbers add up, especially for people who leave their lights on all of the time during the holiday season, making the initial investment in LEDs really worth it.
Great. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.